everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Tonight's episode is a short and sweet 40-minute yoga asana practice. Take a couple moments to grab your mat, maybe light a candle, get your room ready, and I'll see you back here in just a few moments to get started. Today, find your way over to your mat. You can begin laying down in bound angle pose or Supta Baddha Konasana. So lay down on your mat, bring the soles of your feet together to touch, let your knees open out like you're mimicking a diamond shape in your legs. And if for whatever reason this doesn't feel great, you can place your feet on the mat instead and your knees can go up toward the ceiling. And if being really still feels great, feel free to just be there. I like to take a little shift of my hips from side to side, like you're making them not level, just kind of rocking the hips a little bit, loosening the low back. And then just simple arm variation. If it feels good, go ahead and take goal posts so your elbows come out in line with your shoulders and your palms are face up toward the ceiling. And you might even just shuffle your shoulders underneath you one at a time, like you're propping your heart up a little bit more, just creating some space in your upper back. And as always, this is your practice, so if you prefer a different variation, customize it, make it your own. But start to settle into your breath. We'll collectively kind of release the day. So whenever it makes sense for you, you can open your mouth and exhale all of your air out. Seal your lips and through your nose, inhale slowly and easily, filling up your low belly. As you exhale, just as comfortably without strain, release to the bottom of the breath. Thinking about easy breath, keep going. Inhale smoothly. Unclench your rows of teeth. Exhale out the nose, softening a little bit with each breath. Just take another two or three breaths here. Get acclimated, settle into your mat space. Okay, and then last breath here, feeling any shifts even from just a few breaths ago. And then keep your arms in goalpost, but bring your legs together so your inner thighs touch. And then just using your legs, draw your thighs in towards your chest. So it's kind of like a ball pose, but just the lower body. We'll do a little bit of core activation. So inhale at the center. It's an active twist. Exhale, release your knees over to the right, but keep them hovering above the ground. Inhale, stabilize, come back to center, thighs to the chest or belly. And exhale, drop your knees over to hover to the left. So it's like a moving meditation here. Inhale, come back to center, one breath at a time. Keep going. Exhale, release your knees over to the right, hovering. Inhale, pull back to center using the midline. And exhale, active twist, knees over to the left. Do that one more time here on each side. Think about how slow and how controlled you can do these movements. How much you can participate in each little micro adjustment and stabilization. And then take your time as you come to center. Once you're there, move into happy baby at your leisure. Stamp the soles of your feet on the ceiling. You can grab for your ankles. You can grab behind your knees. Again, movement feels good. If it feels good, kick into one leg, maybe straightening it a little bit, maybe letting the knee fall down to the mat. And then switch it out. Continue to breathe here, relaxing your neck, your shoulders, your jaw. Okay, and then come back to center. We'll transition toward tabletop. You can either rock and roll along the length of your spine, or you can just shift off to the side, sending your legs around behind you. So take a breath or two to transition. Doesn't matter how you get there. All right, and then in your tabletop position, spread your fingers out, stack your shoulders over your wrists, and really stabilize here like you could take weight on your upper back or your shoulders. And before we even start with spinal movements, just reach your right arm up to the ceiling, a little bit of an easy twist. Open up through your chest, start to circle your right hand and your right wrist. Good, and then as you feel ready, release your right palm back down to the mat. We'll switch it out. Inhale, lift your left arm all the way up. A little easy twist here in tabletop. Again, start to circle your hand and your wrist, articulating your fingers, the joints. Good, and then release your left hand back down to the mat for tabletop. Press into your palms, inhale, cow pose, drop your belly. Send your tailbone up, press your heart forward, look up. Exhale, cat pose, rounding curl. So dome your upper back and your shoulders. And maybe you take two breaths per movement here. That's okay too, but start to move through these shapes with your breath. Cat pose and cow pose. You can also move from side to side here. You can circle your hips around behind you. Just taking about three more breaths. Getting out all the cracks and the pops. And then finding your way back into a stable tabletop position. You're gonna keep your hands very active, press into the L and the J of your palms. Curl your toes under, exhale, downward facing dog, push away from the mat. So the length of your hips is really starting at your hands. You're lengthening upward in a diagonal. Feel free to bend into one knee. Walking out your dog, bend into the other, switch it out, feel the length in your calves, your hamstrings. Good, and then find a little bit of stillness here. Notice if your rib cage is jutting forward. See if you can close the low ribs in a little bit so you're engaging that middle abdomen. Take an inhale, lengthen. Exhale, lift up from the space underneath the belly button. Good, now walk your hands back to your feet. So your hands walk all the way to the back of the mat. If they're not already, separate your feet out about hips width distance apart for ragdoll pose. Take a super generous bend into the knees, really dangle your chest over your thighs. You've played with a ragdoll, right? They're just cloth and stuffed and they just flop. So think of your legs as an anchor, but the torso is flopped over the thighs. Take one more breath here. Drop the crown of your head down. Good. Stretch the arms to the floor. We're slowly roll all the way up to stand. So activate your legs here. Lengthen as you rise up to stand. All right. I like to keep a wider foundation, but adjust yours so your feet are parallel, however you're comfortable. And then start with the upper body, the neck. Release your ear down to your shoulder. And start on either side. Then bring your chin down towards your chest. And stretch your opposite ear to your opposite shoulder. And continue to breathe and let the amount of time you spend in each place be decided by how much you need it. Noticing any asymmetry between sides. Take one more breath here, just relaxing the neck, the traps, the shoulders. Good, and then come back to center. Stretch up through the crown of your head. We'll take a variation at the back of the mat that we won't take when we go to the front. So inhale, reach your arms up and overhead, mountain pose. Imagine that you're cinching your hip points tightly together. Keep your hips forward. As you exhale, open twist to the right. Reach your right arm all the way back in space like you had helicopter propellers pushing outward from center. With your breath, inhale, come back up to center, mountain. You can take your arms however you want. Exhale, open twist to the left. So rotate from above the belly button. Keep drawing the sternum. Inhale, reach your arms all the way up. As you exhale, wide-armed forward fold. Take a chest expansion if it feels good. So perhaps your hands connect behind your back. You can interlace your hands like fists. You can grab for opposite elbow. If you're here, feel free to twist a little bit, your chest in one direction, maybe bending the opposite knee. And if you're taking a twist, even it out. Okay, come back to center. If you have the chest expansion, feel free to keep it for halfway lift. Right? Either stretch the ball of your fist back or perhaps your hands are on your shins. Release your grip, walk your hands forward, exhale, high plank pose. Just kind of crawling forward here, one palm print at a time. And please know you can always take your knees, if that's a plank variation, if that feels better for your wrists. Push the ground away from you, dome through your upper back. Try to keep the plank shape. As you exhale, squeeze your right knee to your right tricep or elbow or armpit. Exhale, step it back into plank. Bring your left knee to your left tricep or armpit. Good, and then step it back into plank. Do that one more time on each side here. Exhale, right knee to right armpit. Try to keep the plank shape. Exhale, step it back. Good, and then squeeze the left knee to the left arm. Good, and then step it back. Plank pose, hold here, inhale. Exhale, downward facing dog. I think I cued a lot of exhales in a row, but as long as you're breathing, it's all good. Look forward to the top of your mat. Bend your knees, lift your hips up and back. So you can stay here, bending and bouncing your knees, almost creating a frog shape in your lower legs. You can do this a few times, or inhale, look forward. Exhale, step or jump to the top of your mat. Nice. Inhale, halfway lift, lengthen out your spine. Exhale, forward fold, drape your torso over your legs. Inhale, mountain pose. Rise to stand, reach your arms over your head. Exhale, drop your arms down by your sides. Just feel connected down through your feet. If you're not already at the top of your mat, just take a step forward to make the next bit a little bit more aligned. Right, inhale, mountain pose, reach your arms up and back. Maybe look up, taking it into a spinal extension. Exhale, fold forward, bring your fingertips in line with your toes. Inhale, step your right leg all the way to the back of your mat. So your front ankle is under your front knee. Drop your right knee down onto the floor. Sink your hips, keep your fingers down, but lift up slightly through your chin so you feel this big lengthening on the front of your body. And just take a breath here. Good, press into your palms, step back into a high plank pose, high plank pose. From high plank or from your knees, shift forward 2 inches, keep your lower belly lifted. Exhale, lower all the way down onto your belly. From your belly, prop up onto your elbows for Sphinx pose. So elbows are underneath your shoulders, arms are parallel like the number 11. I like feet hips width distance apart, play with what feels good. So as you press into your elbows, lengthen your torso forward. Maybe you stay here. Maybe you take a little bit of a twist, dropping one shoulder down, gazing up over the opposite shoulder. Feel free to flow with that, inhaling at center, and exhaling for a little twist. Go ahead and take another breath or two here. Maybe you prefer instead just moving your hips slightly from side to side, but start lengthening out your spine. Good, and then find your way back to center. Slide your hands back underneath your elbows, preparing for plank. Curl your toes and push. Lift yourself up into a high plank pose. Exhale, downward facing dog. Lift your hips up high. Okay, look forward. Inhale, step your right foot forward between your hands. So low lunge, right foot to the top of the mat. This time, keep your back knee active and lifted off of the ground. Left fingers to the mat. Inhale, easy twist. You can either start with your right hand on your right thigh, just kind of pushing and rotating open, or just like you did in tabletop, extend your right fingertips up, rotating open through your chest. As you inhale, lengthen your spine. As you exhale, reach a little bit higher, feel more open in the ribs. Beautiful, release your right fingers down to the mat. Look forward, step forward, join your feet together at the top of your mat. Okay, inhale, halfway lift. Let's take a reset here, elongate your spine. Exhale, fold forward and down. Inhale, mountain pose, rise on up to stand. Use this as a reset. Exhale, release your arms down by your sides. Take a moment just to notice any shifts in sensation. Inhale. Hands together in front of your heart. Exhale. Good. Inhale. Reach your arms up and back. Maybe taking that spinal extension. Exhale. Fold forward and down. Fingertips line up with your toes. Inhale. Step your left leg back. Left leg reaches all the way back. So you're in this lunge. Front ankle under front knee. Once again, drop your back knee down onto the floor. Continue to sink your hips low. As you lengthen up, like you had a little string pulling your sternum, your chest up to the ceiling. Trying to keep the hips pretty square here. Just take a breath, feeling the front of the body lengthen. Good, and then plant your palms onto the mat, step back into a high plank pose. Okay, holding here in your high plank, breathe for four, press through the upper back. For three, lengthen your tailbone towards your heels. For two, maybe you start to rock forward and back slightly. And as you shift forward, one, start to lower all the way down into your belly. You can take knees or lower in one piece. Press into your palms about 20%. Inhale for cobra pose. Okay, so you're pushing everything down from the toenails all the way through the palms, but use your upper back muscles to lift and press your chest forward. Take a little rolling cobras. Inhale, lift an inch higher. Exhale, release your nose to the mat. Two more. Inhale from the upper back. Lift up, cobra. Exhale as you lower down toward the ground. Last time. Inhale, cobra pose. Squeeze the elbow tips toward one another. And exhale, lower down. Curl your toes. Feel free to use your knees. Inhale, back up through plank pose. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in, push into your palms and lengthen. Breathe out, lift your hips up high. Look forward, inhale, step your left foot forward to the top of the mat. Again, this time keep your back leg active, square your hips. Right fingers down, inhale, easy twist with the left. Stretch your left fingertips all the way up toward the ceiling. Feel the length from the back heel through the crown of your head. And let each exhale rotate your chest a little bit further open. Take a breath. Good, gaze down, fingertips down. Look forward, step forward, exhale, forward fold at the top of your mat. Good, reset, inhale, halfway lift to lengthen. Exhale, fold, bow down. Inhale, mountain pose, rise all the way up to stand. Exhale, release your arms down by your sides. We'll flow that and add onto it a little bit. Inhale, lift up through your chest, root down through your feet. Exhale, hands to heart center. Inhale, mountain pose, maybe a spinal extension, you're lifting. Exhale, fold forward and down. Fingertips line up with your toes. Good, inhale, step the left leg all the way back. Left leg steps all the way back. Again, release your back knee down to the ground. Inhale, reach your arms up. Right, so this is an option. If you like your hands on the mat better, you can keep them there. You can also take hands to your front thigh if you want something more rooted. Whatever variation you're taking, push into your front foot. Pull your right hip back and lengthen through your torso. And as you sink the hip down, feel the same stretch in the front of the body. Breathe here. Okay, one more inhale. Exhale, plant your palms onto the mat and step your right foot back. Hold here into your high plank pose. So you're welcome to stick with cobra. You can also take this on your knees. Inhale as you shift forward. Exhale, bend your elbows 90 degrees here and hold. Inhale for either cobra or upward facing dog. If you're taking upward facing dog, press into the tops of your feet. Lift up through your heart and through your chest. Take a breath. Good, downward facing dog, curl over your toes, lift your hips up and back. Good, inhale, lift your left leg up high. So we are starting with the left leg here. Left leg up high, extend through your heel, feeling the length into your hamstring. Exhale, low lunge, step your left foot forward. Pause here, right fingers down. Inhale, lift your left fingers high, open twist, you've been here before. Exhale, release your hands to the ground. Adding on, step into your left foot. Inhale, standing splits or standing L. So launch into the left leg. Extend the right leg up and back. And you're using a lot of glute and right hamstring. It's also building length and flexibility. Take a breath here. Good, look down, step your feet together, forward fold at the top of your mat. Reset, inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, mountain pose, reach your arms all the way up and back. Exhale, stand with your arms by your sides, root down through your feet. Reset, inhale, lift up through your chest. Exhale, hands in front of your heart. Last side, inhale, mountain pose, maybe a little back bend there, stretching through the spine. Exhale, fold forward and down, lifting up from the low belly. Good, inhale, step your right leg back, right leg steps back. Again, drop down to your back knee, you can stay here, or inhale, reach your arms all the way up and over your head. You also have that space in between there if you want to keep rooted with palm to front thigh. Either way, feel the outer right hip drive forward. Squeeze your inner thighs together so the foundation is really stable and active. And if the stretch feels good, keep lengthening the front hip a little bit further forward. Take a breath here. Good, inhale, come back up. Exhale, plant your palms onto the mat. High plank pose. It's a great pose to do in the Midwest in the wintertime in your apartment. It'll warm you right up, right? Squeeze your inner legs together. Lengthen out through your heels. Widen out through your collarbones. From here, stay in the plank. We're going to touch knee to opposite elbow. Exhale, twist your right knee to your left elbow. Inhale, back to plank. Exhale, twist left knee to right elbow, crossing underneath the body. Step it back into plank. Do one more on each side here. Think of it as slow motion. We're really squeezing through the side body muscles. Good, coming back to plank when you're ready. Shift forward. Exhale, lower halfway or to your belly. Inhale for cobra pose or up dog, or maybe you're holding your high plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. Maybe you use your knees to transition, no big deal. Take a breath here. Okay, inhale, lift your right leg up high. Extend your right heel to the ceiling. Feel the length in your hamstring. Exhale, low lunge. Step your right foot forward between your palms. Left hand down. Lift your right hand high. You've been here before. Easy twist. Good. Exhale, right palm back down to the mat. Step into your right leg. Inhale, standing L or standing splits, however it feels better in your body. Right leg is bearing the weight here, but the left leg makes it lighter by activating the glutes, the hamstrings. Take a breath where you are, find your depth. Good, look forward, join your feet together at the top of your mat, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift, elongate your spine. Exhale, forward fold, bow down. Good. Inhale, mountain pose, rise on up to stand. Exhale, release your arms by your sides. All right, hopefully you're warmed up. Go ahead and step out so that your feet are facing the long edge of your mat. So setting up for some warrior poses here. Your stance is totally personal, so feel free to adjust it. We'll start on the right. Dial the right toes forward to the short edge of the mat, setting up for warrior two. bend into your right knee. So your knee is over your ankle. There's this rotation of your thigh, like your knee is actually pointing to your middle toe. And then when you feel comfortable, stable, you can reach your arms out in line with your shoulders. So really focus on the feet. Continue to push down into the outer edges of your feet like you're stretching your mat out or pulling it in. Right, both of them are activating the muscles in your legs in a really isometric way. Take one more breath here. Okay, keep the length of your spine as you inhale. Reach forward and down, exhale, extended side angle. So you can either bring your right elbow to your right thigh, or you can lengthen the arm to the inside of the leg, reaching the top arm up. If you have a block or a water bottle, feel free to use it here as well. Okay, in this extended side angle, push down through the back heel, lengthen through the side of the body. Maybe you take your top arm up, bicep by your ear, so you're continuing the energy line from the heel. Okay, imagine there was a circle like a clock behind you and your arms were the clock hands. Touch all the perimeters of the circle. Inhale, rise up to stand, reverse triangle. Straighten the front leg, keep reaching your right fingertips up and back. We're gonna flow between those two shapes. Try to keep your arms really big. Exhale, extended side angle. Stretch your right fingertips toward the ground or elbow to thigh. Again, inhale, reverse triangle, straighten through your right leg. Stretch your right fingers up. Good, last time. Extended side angle, like you're touching the whole space of the circle behind you. And then pause here, keep your top arm reaching, and then stretch down toward the ground. Pivot into a wide-legged forward fold. So you're gonna adjust both of your feet so that they're parallel with the short edges of your mat. Press your heels back, lengthen through your spine. Drop down through the top of your head, hang heavy. And you can stay here or plant your one palm underneath your face. Inhale for a twist, reaching your top arm up. Inhale. Exhale, release your palm back down. Little easy flow here with the twist. Inhale, reach your opposite arm up toward the ceiling. Good, exhale, place it back down. Keep going here, two more on your own. If you're not taking the twist, continue to hang heavy. Breathe in your variation. Good, and then coming back to center, transition your hands to your hips. Squeeze your elbows together behind you. Inhale as you rise all the way up to stand. And then we'll switch legs, take your time if you're catching up. Switching into Warrior Two on the left. So turn your left toes to face the short edge of the mat. Bend into your left knee. And maybe you need a little different Warrior Two dance, maybe the side feels different, that's fine. As you find the lunge, knee over ankle, maybe shortening or lengthening your stance. Activate the legs, reach out through the arms. And then rather than finding just the effort, try to find the parts where the effort makes it a little easier somewhere else. So because your legs are working so hard, you don't need to clench your teeth that way. You can soften the jaw, your eyebrows. Take a breath here. Okay, inhale, keep the length reaching forward. Exhale, extended side angle. So it's your first one on this side, maybe it's a little bit less of a full variation than you ended on, give it time. You can bring your elbow to your thigh. Maybe the fingertips reach toward the ground. Maybe you use a block. Push through your back heel. Pull more length through the shoulders. And if you did so on the first side, maybe stretch your top arm overhead, bicep by your ear, like you're reaching for the top corner of the wall where it meets the ceiling. One more breath here. Keep your arms super big, press into your front foot, inhale, reverse triangle. So straighten your left leg, stretch your left arm up, bicep by your ear. Okay, think of breath to movement, moving meditation, we'll take that one breath at a time. Exhale into extended side angle, sweep your arms out super, super wide, bend into your front knee. Good, inhale, reverse triangle, straightening through the front leg, bicep by your ear. Good, exhale, extended side angle, strength in the front leg, length in the side body. Last time, inhale, reverse triangle, strong front leg, press the mat away from you. Good, and exhale, extended side angle. Keep reaching the top arm over, bicep by your ear, and then pivot down into a wide-legged forward fold. So once again, adjust your feet forward. You can either stay here at center, or you can walk your hands over toward, let's say, the right leg. Kind of give the right leg more of a hug, feel the stretch in the right leg more. And as you feel ready, you can meander over to the other leg, kind of wrapping your arms around the calves, drawing yourself longer toward the shin bone. Take another breath or two here, finding these last stretches in this variation. All right, and then coming back to center, hands to hips again, engage the back muscles. Inhale, rise up with a tall spine. Exhale, step your feet together. You can face whatever direction you'd like. We're gonna do one balancing posture here, standing figure four. So go ahead and shift the weight into your right leg. Inhale, lift your left knee up to the height of your hip, flexing your foot back. You can stay here, you can use a wall if you want, or cross your ankle over your standing knee, thigh I should say, and then sink your hips back. So you're in like a chair pose, almost like you're sitting on an imaginary chair behind you. You can stay here, hands to hips, hands to heart. You can even take a little bit of a twist, perhaps crossing your left wrist over to your left foot. Yeah, take a breath here. Slow and controlled. Inhale, come back to center, one-legged mountain pose. Left thigh lifts with ease. Good, and then exhale, release your left foot down. Beautiful work. Shift into your left foot. Inhale, one-legged mountain, lift the right thigh up. You can stay here, right? So you're still getting all the stabilization for the standing leg. If it feels okay in your knees, cross your right ankle over your left thigh, sitting back into this like figure four imaginary chair pose variation. The more you can sink your hips back, the more you might feel a bit of a stretch in the outer hip, IT band area. You can stay here centered, you can grab a wall or cross your right wrist to your right foot for a twist and take a breath. Good, beautiful work. Inhale, back to center, one-legged mountain. Exhale, release your foot down to the mat. Great job. So no special way to do it, but being really mindful, go ahead and find a seat. You can lower through a squat if you'd like. Bend your knees as you get down to the mat. And once you come onto a seat, you can lower all the way down onto your back, but plant the soles of your feet on the mat. So soles of the feet on the mat, right underneath your knees, about hips width distance apart. Reach your fingertips towards your heels, push into your whole foot, both feet. Inhale, bridge pose. Squeeze the glutes as you lift your hips up. So you're using the back of the legs to press the front of the legs higher toward the ceiling. Good, maybe shuffling the shoulders underneath you. Take one more breath here. And then slowly lower your hips all the way down to the mat. Okay, bring your right knee into your chest. Extend your left leg long. Maybe circle your right ankle out. And as you exhale, supine twist. Cross your knee over your body. So if the twist variation we did earlier feels better, feel free to return to that. Otherwise, just open up through the shoulders here. One more breath in this twist. Inhale, come back to center. Swap out your leg, so exchange it. Draw the left knee into your chest, extend your right leg long. See what this feels like. Pause to notice. And as you're ready, exhale for supine twist, dropping your left knee over to the right side of the room. Keep the shoulders underneath you, so just like you wiggled your shoulder blades under earlier, like to lift the heart up, imagine doing that here, the chest is still up toward the ceiling. Just kind of open into it, take a breath. Good, inhale, come back to center. And hug everything into the midline. So bring your right knee to meet your left. Maybe bring your forehead up to meet your knees. Squeeze everything in super tight here. This last hug, last ball pose. And then exhale for Shavasana. Extend open onto your mat. Separate your feet. Take your arms away from your body. And feel free to make any last fidgets, little adjustments, and eventually settle into a posture of stillness, of really protecting and preserving the benefits of your practice, sealing them in with these moments of quiet stillness. Continue to witness the unfolding of your breath. If you'd like to be guided from your practice into the rest of your day or evening, just deepen your breath. And from the breath, you might wiggle your fingers or maybe tap your thumb along the other finger pads. You might turn your cheek from side to side or circle your ankles, stretch out the toes, these little movements. And if and when you feel ready, take a full body stretch. Reach your arms over your head, lengthen in both directions. And then shift over into fetal pose, just rolling off onto either side, the left or the right side. Seeing this posture as an in-between, taking the energy of the practice and transitioning it into the rest of your day. Press yourself up into a seated position on your mat, rooting through the sits bones, lengthening upward through the spine. And take a moment to acknowledge in gratitude your willingness to show up to your mat and your practice today. Take one more breath together here, feeling supported by each other no matter where we are in the world. Take one more breath in and a breath out. Thank you so much.
for joining me this evening, and I look forward to sharing another yoga practice with you.